Speaking after a conference in downtown Atlanta, Isaacson said it's been an important tool in preventing terrorist attacks.
I can't talk about some of the things that I know with regard to what our security procedures are, but I am satisfied that there's no violation of the civil rights of an American citizen in that.
The National Security Agency, or the NSA, and others in the intelligence community are authorized to collect the call logs under 2001's Patriot Act. Congress has oversight, and federal judges on the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court must approve all requests. Isaacson stressed the intelligence agencies are checking only for phone numbers and locations. He said no calls are being listened to.
The purpose for that is to get the bad guys, if you will, and that's one way you can track communication, not the content, but the location.
He said the surveillance program strikes the necessary balance between privacy rights and the need for information post-9/11.
I'll be the first person to tell you that is a threading of the needle that is very difficult and you have to be very careful with. And there may be time to time a mistake is made, but you're better off to try and find that sweet spot to protect the American people than have us vulnerable every single day to attacks like what happened on 9/11.
But Azadeh Shahani of the Georgia ACLU believes the program is allowing the government to spy on Americans without probable cause.
Using this data, the government could build a complete profile of everyone that every American has ever talked to. The government could find out about your religious associations, your infidelities, your medical conditions, and more. And so I think that should pose a concern to every American who cares about their privacy.
The ACLU has challenged in court several sections of the Patriot Act. Shahani believes the law should be either struck down in court or allowed to expire when it comes up for renewal in 2015. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.